Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Well, thanks again for having me.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its quarterly hogs and pigs report last week on March 30th. What key trends are we seeing, and how closely did the first quarter report line up with expectations?
Yeah, there was some surprises on that. I think most people had expected that we were going to be looking at pretty steady numbers with what we saw last year at this time. But what the report actually showed was a reduction pretty much across the board. From a longer-term perspective, we actually saw breeding stock or pigs kept for breeding at roughly 2% lower than a year ago, which definitely is an indication that that there's going to be tighter supply to come, because what we've seen recently is that the pigs per litter number has not really been kind of keeping pace with that, you know, with a 2% increase. So if these numbers prove out to be correct, we're going to be looking at tighter supplies going forward. And then short term, like on a near term basis, we're also seeing some tighter numbers, tighter than anticipated. We've been in a bit of a state of flux in with respect to pig supply over in North America for the last 6 months at least, and so it's not surprising that we're seeing some variance from expectations on that. In particular, we're down about 4% or so from year ago levels on the near term, but expect to build back up over the next 3 or 4 months. To something closer to year-ago levels. So through the summer time frame, assuming no other wrenches get thrown into things, we should be at similar levels to what we were last year.
Given these lower numbers at this point, what are the expectations in terms of returns moving through the spring and summer? And what are expected to be the key influences on those numbers?
Yeah, I would say that the expectation is that prices should stay firm. And for perspective here, we're dealing with excellent forward prices that are being offered from a historical standpoint. It's we can have another discussion about whether or not that proves out to yield greater profits, just given the feed situation. But the generally what we're seeing is some general support along the lines of a fairly typical trend in terms of seasonal improvement in prices from spring into the summer time frame, and a lot of it is driven by tighter supplies and actually generally tighter supplies of all meat.
What are we seeing in terms of input costs, particularly feed? What's influencing those costs, and what is expected in terms of profitability as a result of these higher input costs?
Yeah, so we continue to put in new highs on the corn market pretty close to every day. And then the protein meal side is in a similar situation where we're only just marginally off of the highs. So for perspective, the September corn futures are trading at close to $7.25 a bushel. And really, there's no indication of it really turning around anytime soon. The trend is decisively higher. And it pertains to the fact that from a world, from a global perspective, we're looking at likely some pretty tight feed stocks, in large part due to the conflict in the Ukraine and the impacts that it has on their production. They export approximately 35% of all of the tradable global stocks. And so that makes a major difference when there's, you know, when there's obvious concern over the forecasted production in that area. And so it just continues to drive higher. And so how does that bear out in terms of profitability for hog producers in Western Canada? It's a very difficult thing. It's a moving target. There's great volatility in both the livestock in both the hog and feed input market, and so producers need to be focused on timing and approaching their hedging decisions based on their margin, not solely based on the price of hogs or strictly the price of feed. So it's a tough and volatile situation to find yourself in, but I think currently there's still some profitability, I think, to be secured there, depending on your operation.
What are the expectations in terms of pork demand, both domestic and globally, and how important will the demand factor be, and why?
There is definitely still uncertainty on that front. But, you know, generally the trend has been very positive to meet demand globally. And so I don't think that there's really any reason to think that it's going to completely turn around. So I'm cautiously optimistic, I think, about the prospect for improved demand. But beyond that, you know, it's important to note that we're in a context where there's a great deal of volatility, and, you know, and sometimes consumer demands or consumer preferences change when we've got significant changes in relative substitutes, like other meat products. So it's a very dynamic situation, but I'm, as I said, cautiously optimistic about the demand going forward.
What are we seeing in terms of comparisons with the competition, both available volumes of competing products as well as price of these other protein products?
Well, on the poultry side, you know, their greatest influence is definitely, you know, managing these additional feed costs. So there is some concern about, possibly supply going forward on that. On the beef side, we know North America just came and was dealt a very widespread drought that seems still to be lingering in parts of the West and the South into the United States. And so that could have a longer term impact on meat competitors for the pork sector. So something to keep an eye on, but it's generally a slow moving trend on the beef side, just strictly due to the fact that it's one animal produces one animal every year, and that it takes it takes a long time to move that trend.
What do producers need to be watching moving forward, and what are the recommendations at this stage?
As I said, the focus, I think, needs to be on managing your margin. That's really the difficult thing to maintain a focus on, just given the volatility that we've seen in both the pork and feed inputs. So if producers can kind of project and secure profitable prices, you know, late into 2022, I think that they're likely be motivated to do a larger share of their production, just given the fact that there's so much uncertainty.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.